And good morning, everyone. This is your host, Richard Peterson of Capital Financial Group. Welcome to Money Talks on this Saturday morning as we take a look at the markets and where they are at this particular point in time. Well, it's a very strange situation that is occurring right now as we see record highs taking place in the markets. The S&P and the NASDAQ just reached a record high this past week. But if you look internally, what you'll find is that only a few of the companies inside the S&P 500 index, let's say the top 15%, are actually the ones contributing to the record high on the index itself. When internally, if you look, about half the companies actually have losses or have not performed nearly as well as the top 15%. This gives you the situation where you have a portfolio, for example, of individual stocks. You may say to yourself, hey, my account is actually going down in value. The index itself is reaching record highs. Well, this is the dichotomy that is happening. You have companies inside that index that are still negative for the year or are not performing, and it's the top companies because of the way that the index is weighted. And this is especially true of the NASDAQ, which you will find only a top handful of the companies like Facebook, for example, and Amazon are performing very, very well, and therefore they're pushing the market higher. Look at what Apple has done this year for 2017. And because of the large market cap of the Apple, it's pushing the NASDAQ higher. But internally, a lot of these companies aren't coming along for the ride. So where are we at this point in time when we have the markets performing the way that they are? Well, first of all, when we look at the markets, the P&E multiple, the price-to-earnings multiple, is on the higher end, meaning the market itself is overpriced at the current moment, but we are seeing good signs of earnings coming in from corporations that are reporting. We're seeing top-line revenue increase, and we're seeing earnings increase. In fact, we've seen earnings increase double digits over a year ago, when up until the first quarter of this year, we actually saw a earnings recession for the previous 18, call it 24 months before that, where top line revenue was decreasing and earnings were decreasing. For 8 years, we saw a situation in which we saw the growth in this country very subdued at a 1.5 to 2% growth rate. That was not a pro-business environment. It was not an environment where there was lack of regulation. In fact, we had regulation upon regulation heaped upon large, medium, and small cap businesses. Now, we have an administration that is pro-growth, pro-business, and trying to reduce the regulation that has been heaped upon businesses out there. That is good for the market. These last two reporting periods, we've seen increases in revenue, top line, and earnings. Again, very positive for the market and for the stock prices. The bottom line is very simple. If a corporation has higher sales and their earnings are growing, the stock price will go up. That is good for you if you own that particular company or that company is in the index. So these are all good. Now, on top of that, we do not see any type of indication of recession on the horizon. We are also seeing growth in other parts of the world, for example, the European Union, which we have not seen growth in quite a while, actually seeing growth for the first time in a couple to several years, depending on the country. We're also seeing growth in China, Japan, India, Australia, and other of the larger economies of the world. this bodes very well for the markets. Now, we're also at a point where there are several things that are happening. Yes, we have a P&E multiple that is higher, but we have an administration that is now pro-business, an administration trying to reduce the burdensome, erroneous regulation that has stymied growth in this country for 8 years. There's also talk of a corporate tax rate to be lowered from the 35% currently. Here's something that a lot of people are unaware of. If the tax rate is lowered from 35 to 15, which has been talked about, we see the price-to-earnings multiple of roughly 18.5 drop down to around 13.5, meaning the market at that point becomes undervalued and underpriced. Now, currently, as we look today, it looks like the 15% probably is not a reality, that we would probably be closer to 20-22%. That still lowers the price to earnings multiple, which makes it very positive for growth in the stock market. We also have the questions being asked, this bull market rally is long in the tooth. Well, that's true. It has been very long. We started to see the market come back March the 9th of 2009, so it's been a long period of time. But when we look at the fact that we've had subpar growth at less than 2% or around 2%, you're going to stretch out the period of the market, the bull markets, because of subnormal growth. On top of that, add into the equation, we're seeing growth around the world in other countries like the European Union, China, India, and so forth. This bodes very well because growth is the ultimate engine to stock prices rising. So this all is very good. Now, do we see any type of volatility in the markets? Not currently. We saw a big spike in the VIX last Wednesday when the market fell almost 400 points, but it rebounded very quickly. We also are seeing growth around the world, which bodes well for all corporations. The consumer is spending. We do not see any indications of any recessionary type indicators. Again, bodes very well. But does that mean that the markets cannot retrace, have a 5% pullback, an 8%, a 10% correction? When you say correction, that means the markets have fallen 10% from their high. That is still a possibility that could happen at any time for any reason. It could happen because of a geopolitical event, such as the Manchester bombings that we just witnessed. It could happen because of some headline news article, something that happens in Washington. It could be because of any reason that could cause an immediate response in the markets. Will it be short-lived? Historically, it tells us yes, it would be. We could also see a pullback in the markets because the markets are just fed up with what's going on. There, any catalyst could cause the markets to retreat. The difference being, are we in or are we heading for a recession because of the indicators which would cause a pullback to be for a prolonged duration? No, we don't. So, what that tells us is that pullbacks at this point in time are more than likely going to be an event that's good to put new money to work to buy investments. So, if we see an 8%, 10% pullback, that is an entry opportunity for people who are still on the sideline. It is an entry opportunity for people that have new money to put to work. This, to me, is one of the more optimistic times in our history, particularly over the past 10, 12 years. I've not been this optimistic about what we see in the foreseeable future since about 2005, 2006. We have an administration that's pushing very hard to get 3, 3.5, 4% growth. when Ronald Reagan was in office, we actually saw some periods of double-digit growth in this economy. It can be done. And if you get growth, that is good for everybody. It is good for corporations. It is good for earnings. It is good for those looking to raise themselves up in their career opportunity. It helps pay to be increased. It also adds to inflation. So we have to be aware of that and watch what's coming down the road. The bond market, which for the past couple of months we've actually seen the long-term bond rates decline. The bond market is supposed to be the more knowledgeable indicator of the markets. It's much larger than the stock market itself. So we have to keep that in the back of our minds. But as of right now, in the foreseeable future, this is a great opportunity to be in the markets and to see growth in our accounts. Is there much to be worried about? No, but you always have to be aware of the variables that could cause the market to retreat. But it is an opportunity that we have not had in quite some time. Although I've never seen such bipartisanship in Washington, even arguing amongst the internals of the Republican Party itself, which is disturbing, we will get things done. Washington just moves at a snail's pace. And as long as they keep conversation, as long as they keep promising, as long as they keep talking about lowering the corporate tax rate, lowering the personal income tax rate, reducing regulation, trying to get job growth, trying to bring jobs back to America, these are all pro-business. Pro-business, pro-growth, pro-markets increasing in value. These are the things that we have to be aware of. These are the things we have to take advantage of. So as it sits right now, I would say that this is a very good time in history to be in the markets, to take advantage of a pro-growth, pro-business administration in Washington. And let's see what happens. Let's see what the administration can come up with. Let's see what Congress does for us, for the corporate tax rate, for the health care, the individual tax rate, the regulation, the infrastructure. These are all very positive indicators, things that we need to be aware of. And don't let something like last Wednesday, when the market fell 400 points, you know, Europe, their markets rise and fall 1-2% very often. But we don't see that much here in the United States. With the Dow at 21,000, a 200-point move is less than 1%. Be calm, be confident, and be assertive in investing in the market. It is a good time. Take advantage of it. Reap the rewards. But investing, always remember, is a long-term proposition. Thanks for listening to Money Talks. I'm Richard Peterson of Capital Financial Group. Have a good week.